I'm disagreeing to an extent. Now, you know, there's no point in saying that there wasn't a little bit of antisocial behaviour, because there was, you know. But I mean, to the extent that it's been reported, I think it's very unfair, number one, on the community in Arranmore, very unfair on Greencastle Football Club, and in the zone in general. I think it's vastly exaggerated what's happened. And, you know me long enough now, if I felt there was an issue that needed reporting, I would have been on to Highland first thing on Monday morning. So to me, it was over, done and dusted. The lads apologised for the drunken behaviour. You know, there's no getting away from that. There was antisocial behaviour, but not to the extent. I mean, it's just vastly over-exaggerated what's been reported.
The one of the slight concerns I would have is that it paints everyone who kicks a ball for that club with the one brush, when we don't know how many people are involved or who was involved, but everyone's fingered.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things I want to get across loud and clear, is that on Sunday morning, when the lads knew that they were out of order and not completely, totally, there's more antisocial behaviour going on in every town there, and just me, Greg, tonight and then tomorrow night. And the lads came back, they were remorseful. It was highlighted to the club officials that we didn't approve of what was going on. The club officials, Greencastle management, the Greencastle players who weren't involved were unreservedly apologising. The players themselves who were up to, the little bit of antisocial. And it was hijinks, there was a little bit of drink involved, and maybe more than a little bit of drink involved. But like I say, and Greencastle officials were unreservedly apologised. They wrote to everybody that they felt who had some sort of damage or who was concerned. And to me, they've reacted and treated it with the respect it deserves. And, we drew a line under it on Monday. And now all of a sudden, Joe.ie and other social media aspects have gotten aboard and are over-exaggerating the whole thing. It was quite, to me, it's a bit disturbing, actually, what they're actually reporting.